Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Friday, January 10, 2025.
Yoon Suk-yeol's impeachment proceedings. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol is facing impeachment over serious allegations that he attempted to declare martial law in December 2024. On January 9, 2025, he expressed his willingness to accept the Constitutional Court's decision, stressing that its rulings are final. Although he previously ignored requests to submit legal briefs, Yoon's legal team now says he will appear in person to present his case. Tensions are rising as security guards resist attempts to arrest him, prompting a top investigator to vow action against the barriers surrounding Yoon. Outside his residence, protests have erupted, with supporters and opponents braving freezing temperatures below minus 10 degrees Celsius. This unfolding drama highlights a significant political split in South Korea, as Yoon's supporters advocate for free democracy, while critics view his actions as a threat to democratic values. The outcome of these proceedings could reshape South Korea's political landscape and its relations with neighboring countries.
Indian rupee faces challenges amid economic shifts. The Indian rupee is on a roller coaster ride, continuing to drop against the strong United States dollar. Right now, it's around 85.84 Indian rupees per USD, and analysts warn it could weaken even more. This decline is largely due to expectations of a cut in borrowing costs by the Reserve Bank of India in February 2025. With foreign investors pulling out about $2 billion from India's stock market, the pressure on the rupee is mounting. Despite being one of the fastest growing economies, India's growth rate has slowed to just above 5%. Michael Wan from MUFG notes that the rupee has been surprisingly stable, but many experts believe the RBI will soon step back from intervening in the market. K. Middle from Venus, India emphasizes the need to manage currency fluctuations. As inflation rates remain high, the coming months will be crucial in shaping the rupee's future.
Trump's trade war with China and rare earth minerals. As Donald Trump gears up to return as President of the United States on January 20, 2025, worries are escalating over a potential trade war with China. This conflict could disrupt the supply of rare earth minerals, which are vital for electronics, vehicles, and military equipment. Despite their name, these minerals are plentiful, yet China controls about 70% of their production and 90% of processing, raising alarms around the globe amid rising political tensions. In December 2024, China banned exports of gallium, germanium, and antimony to the U.S., a strategic move in response to new U.S. technology export restrictions. Ryan Kastelix from Adamus Intelligence highlights the importance of rare earth elements like neodymium and dysprosium for making powerful magnets used in electric vehicles and military applications. Trump's administration is proposing hefty tariffs on Chinese goods, which could significantly raise costs for U.S. manufacturers. The government is investing over $440 million to secure its supply of rare earth minerals, aiming for a sustainable supply chain by 2027. However, expanding beyond China remains a challenge, as the country maintains its cost advantages. As Trump steps back into the White House, uncertainty looms over how his administration will handle the rare earth industry and its impact on global supply chains.
Rising death toll in Gaza amid ongoing conflict. The death toll in Gaza has shockingly climbed to over 46,000 due to relentless Israeli attacks, according to local health authorities. This staggering number highlights the severe humanitarian crisis that has unfolded since the conflict reignited on October 7, 2023. The Gaza Strip, a crowded area by the Mediterranean Sea, has long been a hotspot of violence and suffering. Civilians are bearing the brunt of this turmoil, with urgent calls for international aid growing louder every day. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict is deeply rooted in historical disputes over land and recognition. As the violence escalates, various international organizations and governments are condemning the attacks and advocating for a ceasefire. With access to essential services severely restricted, the situation continues to deteriorate, demanding immediate dialogue to prevent further loss of life and to seek a path toward peace.
Yakuza member pleads guilty to nuclear trafficking. Takashi Ebisawa, a 60-year-old Yakuza member, has admitted to serious wrongdoing, including conspiracy to sell dangerous nuclear materials and illegal drug trade. This plea was made in a federal court in Manhattan, New York on January 9, 2025, with sentencing scheduled for April 9, 2025. Ebisawa communicated with an undercover agent from the Drug Enforcement Administration about selling thorium and uranium sourced from Myanmar. He intended to supply these materials to someone posing as an Iranian general and even offered plutonium, claiming it would be more effective for creating nuclear weapons. The U.S. Department of Justice has highlighted the serious threats to national security posed by the spread of nuclear weapons. His arrest involved cooperation with law enforcement from Indonesia, Japan, and Thailand. This case raises significant concerns about organized crime and underscores the ongoing challenges in combating the proliferation of nuclear weapons. Ebisawa's actions remind us of the dangers posed by criminal organizations and the urgent need for global cooperation to tackle these threats.
Bank of Japan signals potential interest rate hike. The Bank of Japan, or BOJ, has noticed a significant rise in pay raises across the country, driven by a tightening job market. Companies are stepping up to increase salaries to attract and retain talent. The BOJ believes these trends could lead to a potential increase in borrowing costs, with the current interest rate at 0.25%. Analysts think the BOJ may consider this change during its upcoming meeting on January 23 to 24, 2025. Consistent pay increases are crucial for Japan's economy, especially as rising prices impact daily life. The central bank emphasizes that widespread salary hikes are necessary before any interest rate adjustments can occur. Japan faces unique challenges, including an aging population and low birth rates, which worsen workforce shortages. As businesses assess their ability to raise wages this year, the BOJ will closely monitor these developments. The outcomes of the January meetings will significantly affect consumers and businesses, influencing how much they pay to borrow and spend.
Labor deal at U.S. ports. A proposed labor deal is set to prevent major trade disruptions at over 30 U.S. East Coast and Gulf of Mexico ports. Both sides credit President-elect Donald Trump for shaping this agreement, which addresses concerns about automation in the shipping industry. The International Longshoremen's Association, representing around 45,000 dock workers, is leading these discussions. Union leaders Harold and Dennis Daggett have praised Trump's support in their fight against automation, which they believe threatens jobs. Announced on January 9, 2025, this deal needs union approval before it becomes official, just days before a crucial deadline on January 15. President Joe Biden also played a key role, helping workers secure a 62% wage increase over 6 years, highlighting the ongoing struggle for fair pay amid technological changes. As the deadline approaches, all eyes are on the approval of this deal and its potential effects on workers and employers. This agreement could mark a pivotal moment in the ongoing struggle between technology and labor, raising important questions about the future of work in America.
Hippocratic AI secures major funding. Hippocratic AI has secured an impressive $141 million in its Series B funding round, raising its total investment to $278 million and boosting its worth to $1.64 billion. This funding, led by the renowned venture capital firm Kleiner Perkins and supported by A16Z and NVIDIA, comes at a pivotal time as the artificial intelligence sector is thriving, especially following the launch of OpenAI's ChatGPT in 2022. Co-founded by CEO Munjal Shah, Hippocratic AI aims to create groundbreaking solutions that improve patient care and simplify healthcare processes. Based in Bengaluru, India, often called the Silicon Valley of India, the company benefits from a vibrant tech ecosystem that attracts top talent and investment. This strong investor backing highlights the exciting potential of AI to revolutionize healthcare, paving the way for advancements that could significantly enhance patient outcomes.
Smartmatic versus Fox Corporation, a high-stakes legal battle. Smartmatic USA Corporation has launched a dramatic $2.7 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox Corporation, following a ruling from a New York State appeals court that allows the case to move forward. Smartmatic accuses Fox Corporation, the parent company of Fox News, of spreading falsehoods about its electronic voting technology during the 2020 presidential election. The lawsuit claims these misleading statements severely damaged Smartmatic's reputation. Court found that Smartmatic presented enough evidence to suggest Fox Corporation was responsible for the on-air claims that implied Smartmatic helped rig the election for Democrat Joe Biden against Republican Donald Trump. Smartmatic argues that Fox News aired false information to keep ratings high and maintain support from Trump's followers, despite only providing technology for the election in Los Angeles County, which Biden won. This lawsuit follows a previous settlement where Fox Corporation paid $787.5 million to Dominion Voting Systems over similar claims. The outcome of this case could reshape how media companies are held accountable for their reporting on sensitive topics like elections, raising important questions about public trust and the integrity of election technology.
Lula criticizes Meta's fact-checking changes. Brazilian President Lula has raised serious concerns about Meta's decision to remove its fact-checking program in the United States. He called this move extremely serious during a press conference in Brasilia, stressing that digital platforms must be held accountable, just like traditional media. Lula plans to meet with government officials to discuss how these changes might impact Brazil. Brazilian prosecutors are already seeking answers from Meta about the effects of this decision in their country, as misinformation and violence online are pressing issues. Brazil requires social media companies to follow local laws to operate, and Lula's administration is determined to ensure that platforms like Meta take responsibility for the content they share. The government has given Meta 30 days to respond to questions about its fact-checking changes. This situation highlights the ongoing struggle between social media companies and governments worldwide over how to regulate digital communication.
Elon Musk's controversial endorsement in Germany. Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, has stirred up controversy by endorsing the far-right party Alternative for Germany, or AfD, during a recent broadcast on his social media platform, X. He called on German citizens to support the party in the upcoming national election on February 23, 2025. This move follows his backing of Donald Trump in the 2024 U.S. presidential election, raising concerns about outside influence on Germany's politics. During the broadcast, Musk introduced Alice Weidel, the AfD's candidate for prime minister, who thanked him for his support. They discussed key issues like Germany's energy policy and immigration, with Musk criticizing the decision to phase out nuclear power. The AfD currently ranks second in polls but faces challenges in forming a government due to reluctance from other parties to collaborate. As the election approaches, Musk's actions could significantly shake up the political landscape in Germany, prompting questions about the role of business leaders in politics.
Dammit Group and Mantra join forces for $1 billion asset conversion. Dammit Group, a leading real estate developer in Dubai, has teamed up with Mantra, a blockchain platform focused on tangible assets. This exciting partnership aims to convert at least $1 billion worth of assets in the Middle East into digital tokens, making ownership transfers and trading much easier. Recently, Dammit announced a massive $20 billion investment in data centers across the United States, showcasing their commitment to innovation. Amira Sejwani, the managing director of sales and development at Dammit, noted that this collaboration aligns perfectly with their goal of enhancing offerings through cutting-edge technology. The tokenized assets will be available on the Mantra blockchain soon, following a previous agreement with MAG Property Development to convert $500 million in real estate assets. As Dubai positions itself as a global hub for digital assets, this partnership could revolutionize real estate transactions, paving the way for a more efficient and transparent market. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.